Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Am HaYeshiv B'Tzion. Should have Yeshua's Gedolos. During this bitter war of Tovshin Pei Dalet and the Chasim of the Zichronis of Musaf Rosh Hashanah, we say V'Sarai Lefanecha Akedo She'okad Avram Avinu Es Yitzchok B'nai Kovash Racham Av Kein Yichbashi Rachamecha. So the Akedo is totally B'schus Avram She'okad Avram. B'samach lechasim, we say v'akedas Yitzchak lezaro yom tizkor. Now the akedas toleri in Yitzchak, why was it changed from Avram to Yitzchak? So we're going to be basing ourselves in the Torah of Moreinu the Rosh Yeshiva and present a chiddush b'inyan ha'ovetz bechlal. In the parsha of the akedah is a very, very difficult pasuk, one of the most difficult pesukim I think in Chumash. V'ayikra Avram shem ha'makom hu Hashem yireh, asher mer hayom v'har Hashem yireh. And Avram called the name of the place, God will see, and it will be said today, and this mountain, God will be seen. Ma. So Rashi explains, Pshuta ketargumo. Posh pshat is like the Targum. Posh teitin Targum. Targum katuv, Vamar kodam Hashem hachi yon pochen dorayo, v'chein yisamar betur adein avram kolach kodam Hashem polach. And it was said, and it was said before Hashem, here will be the service for the generations. So it means Hashem yireh, that some we're going to serve for Hashem. For the generations when we do Riyas Panim. B'chein Yisamar, B'turo Hadein, Avram Kodem Hashem Polach. And it will be said that in this mountain, Avram served before Hashem. B'har Hashem Yireh, God Avram served before Hashem, so we're going to be serving before Hashem L'doris. So why are we calling this place based on the future? He served God, so therefore it's going to be done for the generations. And why is it Dafka B'Kesher L'Akeda that we have this funny name, Al Shem, the Cheshbon of the future? Not only that, but what does it mean? Asher Yomer Hayom, Hayomim Ha'asidim, that in the future, it's going to be said. In other words, what does it mean, Asher Yomer Hayom, it's going to be said today? I don't know how this stems with Unkelus, but Rashi explains, Asher Yomer Hayom, maybe Rashi's adding on to Unkelus, that Asher Yomer Hayom means the future days until this day. Like we say, Ad Hayom Hazeh in the Pesukim. So whenever we say Hayom, it means until this day. Asher Yomer Hayom, that until this day, we're going to say this. That every time we read this pasuk, this is what we're going to say. Every time we mention this event, the Akedah, this is what we're going to say, that Sheir Mer Hayom is going to be said until this very day, that Bahar Hashem Yirei, that this is the place Avram served before God, because this and therefore we're going to serve here for the generations. So what's Ma? The Rosh Yeshiva calls it Ba'akifin, that it's only coming in a roundabout way. It's not like really giving any narrative. It's just saying sort of like a Derech Agav type of thing. Ah, and for all the generations, this is what people are going to say. Very, very odd pasuk, strange pasuk, bizarre. It seems, obviously. It's Bar Hashem. But we have to understand it. Twice Avram Avinu, his Chus of the Akedah is mentioned. Why? One is Lochasach des Binchas Yechidcha. You didn't hold back your son, your only son. And how is this chus mentioned for not holding back his son? So the first time it says, now I know that you fear God. And then after it says, Yanis is Jarat Zev Lochasasim Chazidecha, Kivrecha, Recha, Rezarecha, Rezarecha. Because you didn't hold back your son, I'm going to make your seed very great. So what happened in the meantime? We only have the Shu'a the Bracha the second time around. We already had the first time around, you didn't hold back your son. Lochasach des bincha. So why do we need Vayter? Why would we need Vayter? It already said it the first time. So why does it say it again, and this time out of bracha? First time around, there was no shavua. There was no oath that God's going to make his seed great. But the second time around, there was an oath. Avdel. So we'd like to present the chiddush based on an illustration of the Maril Diskin, the great guy in the Maril Diskin. אף שעצם השקל ותארי נרגל לענייננו, אבל נעזר ביסוד שהניח בדבריו של המיטה של תורה. We're going to use a יסוד of the מעריל דיסקין, להבהיר את דיבורנו, והוא. In a number of רשיינים, ובספר פרשס דרכים, we find דיונים on the מקום and the din of the אובס לגבי קים תארי מיטס זין מיטס. When the אובס kept the Torah before it was given, is that לכולה only לחורמה? In other words, שמיר שבס זה כולה. Because the בן אור ששבס חייב מיסס. The מפרשים discuss, if their kiyum kol ha-Torah was kedin Yisrael, or was only when it doesn't come to steer l'bnei Noach. In other words, atz ben Noach, they're not allowed to keep Shabbos, atz Yisrael they have to keep Shabbos. So if you hold their din Yisrael, so that would mean they could keep Shabbos. And therefore there's going to be a kula, because they're not being mechal Shabbos like a ben Noach is obligated to do. Or no. Maybe they're not keeping Shabbos. Maybe they're not keeping Shabbos because they can't go against their Ben Noach status. So they totally on board being Yisrael, or they were just Yisrael to be Machmir. But now it is a stira to being a Ben Noach. So when they presented this Shakavatari to the Maril Diskin, he said that he has a Echreach, that they were Makayim Kol HaTorah Kula, Ben L'Kula, Ben L'Chum. Kol Kepshuto Mamish. And that's in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That adds, how is it mutter for Yitzchak to be slaughtered? So my Tzivitzich, Atenech Avram, who was a Navi, hear the Dvar Hashem. But how is it mutter for Yitzchak to listen to Avram? He didn't hear the Tzivu, he answers the Gemara. Shani Avram Dinami Muchzakaya. Avram is a Navi Muchzuk. This is Sanhedrin 89b. And if he was a Navi Muchzuk, so you have to listen to Mitzad Elif Tishmon, even to be over on a mitzvah, Lisha. Now, the Yisr to let himself be Shechted is a mitzvah. And Mitzvah heard it from a Navi Yitzchak, heard it from a Navi Muchzuk, so he has to keep it. So from here, the Maril Diskin proved that they kept Kol Torah Kula Mamish. Because Elif Tishmon is not Noach B'Bnei Noach, only by Jews. So the only reason Yitzchak had to listen to Avram was Al Elif Tishmon. So if we're only Yisrael the Chumrah, but not totally Yisrael, when you can't be Yisrael when it goes against being a Ben Noach, then here you wouldn't have listened to Avram. Because here, is being Yisrael is going against being a Ben Noach. Because Al Yisrael, he has to be Shechted because of Elif Tishmon. You have to listen to the Navi Muchzuk. Al Ben Noach, you're not allowed to listen to the Navi Muchzuk. So the fact that he listened, it must be, it was Yisrael Mamish. Maril Diskin was a guy. So now we get to the Nekudas HaChidosh. There are two different Mahalchim, two Yisoidis, Binyan Avos B'Yisrael. One is the Mahalch of Chesed L'Avram, Pachad Yitzchok, Emes L'Yankif, V'Amidu Shenishishu B'chol Zara M'chol Adaris. And that there are those who are Mepharish, that Magen Avram, Mitzvah Kadosh Baruch Hu guards the Nekudas Avram, Shebuchol Ben Yisrael Atzov Kol Adaris. That's Magen Avram, that Pintel Avram. So we have the Midas of Avram, the Chesed, the Pachad, the Emes. Yishod Mahal Shalavas, Kiyum Wisatayr Ad Shalay Nitna. There's another Mahalach besides there being a father, the Midas, is that they were Makayim the Torah before it was given. And these are two opposite Mahalachim. The first is a Pu'ulim and a Avos El Abonim, Torasha, Midot Mushrashot, they have these Midas of the Avos. The second Mahalach is Fakert, it's a Lamafrei of Hashba and Abonim El Avos. Since the Bonim are going to be Makabal Torah, therefore the Avos are Makabal the Torah, Makayim the Torah. But if they wouldn't have such Bonim, then there would be no Mahalach for the Avos to be Makayim the Torah. So it's an Orach Chozer, it's like in Kabbalah, they have this returning light, so it goes from the Banim to the office. We're Makabal Torah, so therefore they're also Makayim Torah. And the other way is that Midas is Fakert. They have these Midas, so we get these Midas. So their Avos goes both ways. Min Avos El Abanim, and Banim Chazar El Avos, Gevali. So now we understand why Avram is Miachit Shem HaMakom, or Shem Pulas HaSitos Shel Banim. In other words, Avram is Mitzayin, Shishno Kan Malach Shel O Chozer La'av. So this is the second Bechin of Avos, of their fatherhood. That what's done by the Bonim is also Shaykh to the Avos. A Dugma Ruchoika is Brahma Zaka Abu, same idea. And we see this in Chazal in the Pazik of Yir Defeim at Choyva. There's no place called Choyva. But since the Sidna Bonim of Lachto Badan al Hamid Egel, it's already called Bimea Avos Al Shem Amoir because of the event that's going to happen in the future. It's a Pazik in Brachos 14:15. Parshas Lech Lecha. And this Nakuda, Mitbaletet Binyana Akeda, this is specifically. emphasized by the Akedah. But the Akedah, there was a mahalach of Kiyum HaSatorah, Achelon Nitna. You see, in the Akedah, there was a full Kiyum of the Torah before it was given. Without it, Yitzhak wouldn't have been able to go to the Akedah, because here's the mahalach of Kiyum HaKol HaTorah. So here was the Dargah to Ovitz B'or HaChoyzer. Is there a Mekayim the Torah? Why are they Mekayim the Torah? Well, it's the Bonim. Because the Bonim are going to be Mekayim the Torah, Mekabal the Torah. So the Ovitz were also, and the Ovitz were Mekayim the Torah, Ad HaSof. Ad HaSof. לגלי אוכל זה על זה מצטרפות פעולות הבנים בדורות העתידים לעברם עכשיו. וקורא את שם מקום השם הפולחן לדורות שיתקיים שם. במעשה העקידה יהיו דורות העתידים שותפים. ופני הבנים שעוסקים בעבודתם באותו מקום תמיד מופנים על האבות. שבהר הוא פלח אברהם. So we have this aura chose, this returning light. So the pulas of the banim is mitzdarf to the office. So again, the akedah, Yitzchak only allowed for the Akedah to happen because of the Ora Chozer, because he was Mekayim Kol Torah Kula, just like the Banim were. And Mimela, Avram's going to call this Al Shem Ha'osid, Al Shem Aravod in the future. Because this connects to the future, this event. Yitzchak was only doing it because of the future generations. Mimela, Avram calls it I'll shame the future generations, like the uncle of son shot in the pasuk. Hashem yireh, that in the future we're going to serve there. Just like Avraham Avinu served, we're also going to serve there. It has to be called Hashem Asid, because that's the only reason why the whole Akedah took place, because of the future. Because of the Banim. How gevaldik is that? I would say super duper gevaldik. In a number of places in Chazal, we find the Mahalach of Malav HaKosef Ki'ilu. The first time we find this Tziyu is by the Akedah Ve'elol HaTachas B'noi. That every Avodah would say, Yurotzon Shetei Zu Ki'ilu Asuya B'bni. Ki'ilu B'bni Shachut. Ve'elol Shesus HaKedah Sh'omedes Lanu. Nekes B'Chazal Sh'on Efrit Savro Agabe Yemizbeach Ad Kedei Kach. Shu Tamid Lefnei Hashem Ve'enu Zekuk Lizchira. Right? Avraham Avinu did the Avodah. He said, it's as if it's being done with my son. And the Schus Akedah is called that his Afer is piled in the Mizbeach. Ad Kedei Kach, it's always Lifnei Hashem. It doesn't need Zechira. Is there a greater Ki'ilu than this? Ki'ilu. That the ram is Ki'ilu Yitzchak. So God sees the ashes as if the ashes of Yitzchak are in the Mizbeach. Want to hear a line from Moreno Zatzal from the Rosh Yeshiva? Anybody wants to be mezalzel, be mevatel the koich of a machshava, because a person says, mazem mishaneh machashavti. So I thought. Think of the thought over here. Avraham Avinu had a thought to sacrifice Yitzchak, and he was sacrificing the ram. And memela for generations, it's effort tzavra gabe mizbeach. It's mamish pelot koich hamachshav, koich hamachshav. You have to have good thoughts. It's spoken about a lot in this firm Pnimim, that you have to have the koich hamachshav is mashpi on the world. Rav Kook talks about it, Rav Charlap. Ma'alav ha'kosev ki lo matzin ra'ala b'yisrael v'lo b'umetz ha'olam. That when it's as if you did it, you only find by Jews, and we don't find by goyim. See, pachat yitzchak shuvos ma'amir os dalet. Because that's a darg of Torah, it's not shaykh to the goyim. And if the Maisa Akedah Shkolik Rabbonu Olam Halach Shel Kiyum Kol HaTorah, the whole Maisa Akedah is geboit, is banui, is built on the Mahalach of being fulfilling the whole Torah, that's the first time we have a Ma'al Olav HaKosev. Because Ma'al Olav HaKosev is Dafka Taradik. It's as if he did it. You know, it's as if he did it. And we find that by the Akedah Dafka, because the Akedah is just built on the fulfillment of the whole Torah. So therefore, that's the first time we have a Ma'al Olav HaKosev. And that's why the pasuk says, "Asher Yomer Yom." It's always going to be called that way. Ad Yom Hazeh. Shekol Adaras Haboyim Akornas Hamikra Hazeh Oimim Ad Yom Hazeh Al Yom Shoimdim Boy. Koryim Hamikra Hazeh. Mishum Shekol Milus V'Schiyos Ha'Akedah B'Nius Hamahal Shel Torah. They're going to read this pasuk because all of the Milus and all of the merits of the Akedah B'Nuyot Al Mahalach Shel Torah are built on the Mahalach of Torah. That's why Rashi says, Koren es hamik, Koren, ha-Koren es hamikra hazeh. All the generations that are going to read this pasuk. They're going to say that until now, this is what it's called. So Rashi emphasizes they're going to read this pasuk because the whole Akedah is based on reading a pasuk on a Mahalach of Torah. And that's what makes the Maisa Akedah unique among all the other Esser Nisyonis, because this is built on the Torah and keeping the Torah. Superficially, you can say that the Akedah was the most difficult. You can also say that this is the most Torah-dik Nisayon, the only Torah-dik Nisayon, because it's based on the future fulfillment of the Torah for the Jews and of the mitzvahs for the Jews, that the Jews are going to keep the mitzvahs in the future. Jews are going to keep the Torah in the future. And therefore Yitzhak had to be shechted, because they love Tishmo. And whenever they read this pasuk, that's why the Torah throws in over here. Whenever they read this pasuk, you're going to say B'Sha'ari Hashem Yireh. In other words, because they're reading this pasuk, because it's based on a pasuk. It's based on Torah. The whole Akedah is based on a mikra hazeh. Shekol Dor Sabay Makor Mis Hamikra Hazeh. They say Ade Yom Hazeh Ade Al Yom Shomdim, until this day. But they're reading this pasuk because again, it's based on the pasuk. It's woven into the mosaic of Torah. Nirkam betoch malach shel Torah. So now we understand why the shvu of Kivarecha Berechacha comes on after the Lo Chasach, the second Lo Chasach des Bincha. The second, you didn't hold back your son. You know what happened in the meantime? Vayaleo leolat tachas bina. The mal of a kos of kilu effort tzavra mamish. So the first Lo Chasach is coming to say that you didn't hold back your son. That prevents the Tishlach Yotcha. Al Tishlach Yotcha al Anar, Vatas lo mum. So the first time it's just explaining why he didn't send his hand. So now I know you're a Shemayim. So therefore you don't have to, you're ready to do it. So you're terrific. But there's no schar yet. You know when the schar comes? When there's an efrot savra agabe mizbech, when the ashes are in the mizbech. And that's vayaleo leolat tachas bino. That's when he brings the ram instead of his son. So that's why there's only a bracha the second time around. Because the second time around it's after he actually brings the carbon. And the carbon's in place of his son. In the shofars of Rosh Hashanah, it says they should be blow the shofar shel ayah liskor ayah l'akedah. V'im yasu kach mala ni aleichem kilu akaretem atzmechem. Kilu akaretem rak mishum she'akedah mishtayechet l'mizgeret shel Torah v'taryag. In the shofars of Rosh Hashanah, we're blowing the shofar of a lamb, of a ram, to remember the ram of the akedah. And if they do this, it's as if you were oiked yourself, as if you tied yourself up. And that's only because the Akedah is shaykh to the Mizgeret of Torah, of Tariag Mitzvahs. And that framework of Tariag Mitzvahs, like we saw before, that it's shaykh to the Tariag. And this is expressed by Yitzchak, because that's why he listened to Avram. The fact that Avram listened, that's not a Mahalach of Torah. You listen to a direct command from God. To do that even if you're not Not a Torah Yid. Not a Torah Dikim Mensch. You have to listen to God when God tells you to do something. But the Yitzchak was dafka based on the Mahalach of Torah. That he had to listen to the Navi, Elif Tishma. Else Ben Noach, he didn't have that mitzvah. Especially not to kill himself. So the Darga of Akartem Atzmechem, you were oikage yourself. Malani Aleichem Ki'ilu Akartem Atzmechem. That's the Ki'ilu Akartem. What does it mean, Ki'ilu? Remember we said that Mala Lava Kasav Ki'ilu is only Torah. The Goyim don't have that. Umasalim don't have that. The Ki'ilu is only for Torah. So that's what we're saying over here. It's Ki'ilu. Ki'ilu, you did the Akedah. That's only Yitzchak. Only Yitzchak's Ki'ilu, you did the Akedah. Because the Yitzchak was willing to give himself over in a Mahalach of Torah. Avraham Avinu was not. Avraham Avinu had to listen to God anyway. By the way, in general, like the Doris, we call it Akedas Yitzchak. Why does all the credit go to Yitzchak? Because Yitzchak did it Al Pi Torah. Avraham, of course, he listened. He listened to Al Pi Hashem. But Yitzchak had the special mile of listening Al Pi Torah of Elif Tishma. Because the children are going to keep the Torah. Only because of us. That's our schus in the Akedah. I'm shkivaldik. So now we go back to where we started. At the beginning we say, Ba'akeda she'okan Avraham Avinu es b'na. So if we were just looking for schuyos, so what Avram did was a schus. But the mevukash kan is, what we really want over here, is to come to the mile of kiru akartem es atzmechem lefanei. As if you were oiked yourself before me. And on that comes the chasima, of Akedas Yitzchak Lazariam Tisker, why not go even higher? As if you did it. It's not just enough that Avram did it. It's as if you did it. Because where does the as if you did it come from? That comes from Yitzchak. Akedas Yitzchak Lazariam Tisker. Right, this lashon of Ki'ilu, why are we blowing the shofar? Because Ma'ala Ani Aleichem Kilu Akaratem is Atzmachem. It's the Mar Mashashana Tezayin. Blowing the shofar, because as if you did, when you blow the shofar, it's as if you did the Akedah. And where do we get the, it's as if you did it? That's from Yitzchak. Because the Ki'ilu, if you don't do something, it's as if you actually did it, only comes from Torah. And what made the Akedah Torahdik event was Yitzchak. Yitzchak was Pol Al Pi Torah, because he followed Elif Tishma, and even though if he was just a Ben Noach, he wouldn't have listened. Suicide. But since he was following the Torah, so he did listen, and Memeilat Ki'ilu Akaratem Atzmechem. There, now you can come on to the Ki'ilu. It's as if you did it, that Torah Dikah Mahalach, and that's where we want to go. We want to go that our shofar should be as if we did the Akedah. We can only get to the Ki'ilu through Yitzchak. You know, we can only get to the Akedah through the Torah Dika Oifen, in a Torah Dika way, Torah Dika approach. Only then it's as if you did it, because Goyim don't have it as if you did it. So the it's as if you did it has to come through Torah. And therefore we have to mention Yitzchak. Ba'akedas Yitzchak Lazariam Tizkar. Ah, you're in the world of Yitzchak, you're in the world of Torah. This Akedah was Torah Dik, so then Beseder, it's Ki'ilu, you did it also. How awesome is that, Rabbi say? Mamish, $10 million. You could send your donations to Israel. You don't have to send checks here. Gevaldik. All right, my Rabbi Yisai. There's so much more to say about the Akedah. Let's talk about it forever. All right, so please stay tuned for more.